A good news reflection for Sunday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the second coming of Christ. Do you have an unending problem? Where's Jesus? In this Sunday's gospel reading from Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 32, Jesus speaks of his second coming. And here he hasn't even finished his first coming. How confusing it must have been to the disciples. They grew even more confused after Jesus died, was resurrected, and ascended to heaven, but delayed coming back. They remembered him saying that this generation will not pass away until all these second coming events have taken place. Yet time passed. The apostles began to die off, and Jesus still had not reappeared in the clouds. The misery of living in this world continued. Think of your own unending problem. Don't you wish Jesus would hurry up with his second coming and destroy all evil? Notice what Jesus said. When you see these things happening, know that I am near, at the gates. He didn't pin down a date. He didn't give the disciples, nor us, a definitive clue about God's timing. So what was he trying to convey? His nearness. For the past 2,000 plus years, we have all been part of this generation that will not pass away before his second coming. It's the generation of Christian humanity, the body of Christ on earth in the form of church community, the generation of children who have been adopted by God the Father through the sacrifice and resurrection of God the Son. The final era, or the last days, of salvation began on the first Pentecost and will continue until the second coming of Christ. It is the age of the Holy Spirit, when Christ's earthly ministry is continued through us, who are empowered by his Spirit. The lesson in the fig tree is that we can discern when summer is near. In other words, we can discern, in good times and in bad, that Jesus is near to us, not in the flesh except during Mass in the Eucharist, but in his Holy Spirit. Jesus is right now at the gate of your next move, the next step on the journey to heaven. A gate is meant to be opened so that we can pass through it. Jesus is opening the gate right now for you, the gate of holiness, the gate of love. Step through it to live in the fullness of the mission he has planned for you here on earth. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What problems are you waiting to be rescued from? Is Jesus really taking too long, or is there a bigger, better plan he's fulfilling on your behalf? What do you need to do to become more aware of his nearness, his comfort, his joy and peace to help you endure the long wait? What are the signs that the church gives us that to help us discern the nearness of Christ? What other fig trees has Jesus given to you that increase your hope and patience and endurance? This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with his abundant love.